The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 24th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Jack Nicklaus is among many stars from the world of sport wishing Tiger Woods well. The 15-time major golf champion sustained multiple leg injuries in a single car collision in Los Angeles yesterday. Woods' injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The first police officer on the scene was Carlos Gonzalez.
As a deputy who is traffic trained and works a traffic car, I have seen many collisions. The nature of his vehicle, the fact that he was wearing a seatbelt, I would say that it greatly increased the likelihood that it saved his life. It's very fortunate that Mr. Woods was able to come out of this alive.
Neil Lennon could be on the verge of leaving Celtic in the next 24 hours following Sunday's 1-0 defeat to Ross County. The Glasgow club are on the verge of losing their Premiership title to Rangers. Olivier Giroud's acrobatic goal gave Chelsea the upper hand in their Champions League last 16 tie with Atletico Madrid. The London club won the away leg 1-0 in the neutral venue of Bucharest. Manager Thomas Tuchel was delighted with his players' effort.
I'm super happy for my players and for the team that we have such a big reward and that we actually can read it on the scoreline, that we have the result for top performance. It was very important that we are absolutely concentrated over all 96 minutes.
17-year-old Jamal Musiala was among the goals for champions Bayern Munich in a 4-1 victory away to Lazio. The second legs of both of those ties will be played 3 weeks from tonight. Manchester City's quest for an unprecedented quadruple continues this evening. They're in Budapest for an away leg of their last 16 tie with Borussia Mönchengladbach. Tonight's other ties, his last season's surprise package Atalanta, play host to Real Madrid. Tottenham Hotspur will look to rubber stamp their place in the Europa League last 16 this evening. Jose Mourinho's side hold a 4-1 first leg lead over Wolfsburger ahead of the match at the New White Hart Lane with kickoff there at 5. Patrick Bamford's 13th Premier League goal of the season was the catalyst for Leeds' 3-0 victory over Southampton. Marcelo Bielsa's side returned to the top half of the table with the Saints now without a win in 8 Premier League matches. The GAA will have to plan for the Allianz Leagues potentially returning in May. The Taoiseach has said current restrictions to stop the spread of COVID-19 will remain in place until April the 5th at the earliest. No inter-county training can take place until then. It follows the confusion arising from the government's new Living with COVID roadmap. The document had listed inter-county GAA alongside elite sports permissible under Level 4 and Level 3 restrictions. Johnny Sexton says it's too early to say if he'll be around for the Rugby World Cup in 2023. The Ireland captain turns 36 in July. Speaking ahead of Saturday's Six Nations match against Italy in Rome, Sexton says he's set to sign a new deal with Leinster and the national team for next season, but he can't predict the future beyond that.
For the moment, I'm still motivated. I hope that my teammates and coaches see how motivated I am to train well every day and then to keep going. And whenever that is, like, I can't say I'm going to play for, because no one knows. You can be 24, 25 years of age and get an injury and you're finished, like, then, you know what I mean? So it's, at the moment I'm contracted for this season and nearly contracted for next season. Hopefully stay and we'll see what happens.
Now coming up on OTB AM with Jergal Roy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're speaking to Graham Hunter and Aisling McCarthy. Then tonight we'll chat to Keith Wood ahead of that Italy match on this week's Wednesday Night Rugby. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.